the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, July 6, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Government watchdogs say both Pruitt and Wheeler are wrong for the EPA. Also on the Friday rundown, will some state elections focus on criminal justice and 100 years of migratory bird protections at risk? Topping our news, government ethics and watchdog groups, even some conservatives, are saying Scott Pruitt's resignation as EPA administrator is long overdue. Tramell Gomes has our report.
During his one-year tenure, Pruitt worked relentlessly to dismantle Obama-era regulations aimed at reducing pollution. But while most conservatives saw him as President Donald Trump's most effective cabinet member, he started to lose favor over misuse of power and spending a lot more taxpayer dollars than his predecessors on travel and security expenses. David Jenkins with Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship thinks Pruitt was never the right person for the job.
I don't see how anyone on the conservative side of the equation that's really a conservative and you know, understands personal responsibility and ethics, moral values, all those things, I don't see how anyone could be supportive of him after all the things that have happened.
Jenkins says now Trump should follow the lead of Ronald Reagan, who once was in a similar situation, by appointing someone who sees the value and mission of the EPA. The agency's current deputy administrator, Andrew Wheeler, a former coal company lobbyist, steps in as acting EPA chief until a permanent replacement is named. Environmental groups predict the Trump administration will continue its pattern of appointing the least likely candidate to head the agency. Kate Cook Schultz is director of U.S. PERG's Toxics Program and thinks the president should take time to really understand the purpose of the EPA.
Scott Pruitt has failed in the EPA mission to protect human health and the environment, and Americans are less safe today than they should be due to his poor decisions and leadership.
The Center for Western Priorities noted that the interim EPA administrator, Andrew Wheeler, has a track record of lobbying to reduce protections for public lands in the name of expanding uranium mining. Bloomberg reports President Trump is firing the biggest shot yet in the global trade war, imposing tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese imports, delivering on a promise to his political supporters. Bloomberg labels this the riskiest economic gamble of the Trump presidency and said it could spread as it enters a new and dangerous phase. China has vowed to hit back in kind on goods ranging from soybeans to pork. Modernizing the West Virginia sales tax is now possible due to a U.S. Supreme Court decision. It could help solve the state's budget problems. Dan Hyman tells us that includes help for the Public Employees Insurance Agency.
The Wayfair decision late last month means West Virginia can force internet retailers without a brick-and-mortar location in the state to pay sales tax, the same as in-state retailers. Ted Bettner with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy says one study found Amazon had been able to dodge billions in sales taxes that might now be collected.
This is an issue of tax fairness. Treat online retailers that are out of state the same as they treat brick-and-mortar stores in our communities. And not only would that make our tax code more fair, it would also bring in about $50 to $100 million.
Most estimates are that PEIA needs at least a steady new $50 million a year. But applying the state's 6% sales tax more broadly to include online sales would require the legislature's approval, and the governor has said it might be considered a tax increase, which he is likely to oppose.
And what role will criminal justice reform play in South Dakota's elections this year? Eric Tegedoff reports the ACLU says it should be a top issue for candidates.
The group is launching its Smart Justice campaign in the Peace Garden State today, pushing for a bigger focus on crime's connection to mental health, addiction, housing, employment, and education. Libby Screen with the ACLU of South Dakota says criminal justice shouldn't be about harsh sentencing at all cost, and that this election could be the criminal justice election.
Because our criminal justice system is so huge in this country and is such a big part of our state government, people really should be paying attention to these issues and how they affect communities and the state as a whole, as well as individuals.
The ACLU of South Dakota is also pushing for the state to reclassify ingestion of a drug from a felony to a misdemeanor. The South Dakota Legislature Research Council estimates that would save the state more than $6 million a year in prison and jail costs. And finally, Catherine Davis Young reports this week marks 100 years since the signing of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, or MBTA, and conservation groups want the Trump administration to respect and enforce that law.
Signed in 1918, the law made it illegal to pursue, hunt, take, or capture migratory birds. Last December, the Interior Department rescinded Obama-era guidelines on prosecution of companies when their operations cause bird deaths, and issued new ones that don't prosecute companies unless they intentionally put birds under human control. Bob Dreher with Defenders of Wildlife says that leaves industries without any liability for bird deaths they cause.
They don't have to do anything in order to avoid the killing of migratory birds, even though they know that it will occur from what they're doing, and even though there may be reasonable and cost-effective things they could do to avoid killing birds.
Defenders of Wildlife, the National Audubon Society, and several other environmental groups have filed a lawsuit to challenge the rule changes. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.